to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
President Obama may be having a Lyndon Johnson moment. When Walter Cronkite came out in opposition to the Vietnam War, Johnson supposedly said, "If I've lost Cronkite, I've lost the war." No one has ever been able to prove Cronkite said it, but the point is there are turning points in a presidency in Vietnam, and media opposition were turning points for Johnson, who decided not to seek re-election in 1968. Watergate was a turning point for Richard Nixon. There were plenty of turning points for Jimmy Carter. The turning point for President Obama may have come in yesterday's Maureen Dowd column in the New York Times. It chronicled not only her declining support for the president, but the praise for Romney by no less than Bill Clinton, who has said Romney's record at Bain Capital was, quote, sterling. And here's Dowd's devastating line, quote, "The president who started off with such dazzle now seems incapable of stimulating either the economy or the voters."
There's political commentator Cal Thomas talking about the problems President Obama seems to be having with his own supporters. Presidential race number one again this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. From our affiliate KFAB in Omaha, Nebraska, Talk host Gary Saddlemeyer talking to Carl Cannon from RealClearPolitics.com about what's behind some of the headlines that we have been seeing in the race.
One of the things was one of those distraction headlines for a while was the Etch-a-Sketch thing, where one of Romney's campaign functionaries says, "Well, yeah, we're going pretty far right now, but it's like Etch-a-Sketch, you reset for the general." What really happened?
Well, Eric Fernstrom said that, and it was an awkward phrase, you know.
Yeah.
What he meant was you got a new opponent, you got new arguments, and you sort of recalibrate. But it was about the most awkward thing you could have said
right.
for a candidate who's the main rap against him is he doesn't really stand for anything. So, that got a lot of ink. You know, you had at the time. Do you remember Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum showed up at events carrying Etch-a-Sketch?
Yes.
I didn't know you could still find them. I don't know where they got them. But the one thing that we have in our book is that Romney reached out to Fernstrom, and a lot of these guys, you know, they get rid of aides who make a mistake. And he
right.
sent him an email. He said, "Look, don't worry about it. I make mistakes myself." So in a sense, it was kind of a behind-the-scenes look at a guy, Romney, who showed presidential temperament in this case.
Right. Does he ever get mad, Romney?
He apparently he does, but he doesn't cuss. He doesn't throw things. He gets impatient when people at meetings when they don't really know what they're talking about. And that's his time in business. If you say something, he wants you to be able to back it up with data.
That sounds good. I like that. That's a good attribute.
Yeah,
take us, Carl, to the new slapdown in the debates first of John King and then Juan Williams. Was there any more to that than what we saw?
Well, you remember Juan asked him about this janitor comment
right.
he made, where Newt says, you know, teenagers ought to get their first jobs as janitors, and he was talking about the African American community. He wasn't being coy about it. He said we ought to teach people to work in the inner cities and reinstill the work ethic. And Juan Williams is African American. He works for Fox. He thought that was racially insensitive, and he asked Gingrich about it. And in this debate, and Gingrich jumps down his throat and said his own kid had been a janitor, and that, you know, there was nothing wrong with that kind of work. And Gingrich gave as good as he got, and it set a sort of big standing ovation.
Yeah.
And you know, they'd been. But it wasn't personal with Gingrich. We interviewed everybody involved here, and before the debate, he'd walked up to Juan Williams. He said, "Hey, I have this book, this new novel I've written. There's an African American soldier. I thought in the Civil War, I thought you might like the character."
Right.
So it wasn't personal.
Right.
But you know, Gingrich was up there on the stage, and he thought he needed a moment. He wanted to define himself against the press, which is never a bad thing for a Republican.
Do you know if he had any interaction with John King?
Well, now King, of course, that was, I guess, the following week, right, in South Carolina, and John King asked him that question about, you know, Marianne Gingrich, his second wife, saying, you know, can we have a threesome or whatever it was
right.
she had said, and Gingrich went off on the guy, remember, called him despicable and really gave it to King, and afterwards, during the break in the commercial, he comes over to King and says, "Great debate," and King says, I thought I was despicable." Gingrich said, no, it's a great debate. And so, you know, it shows you, I don't mean Gingrich is cynical. What I do mean to say is that there's an element of performance.
Sure there is.
Up next, the role of the economy as the two battle it out for the presidency. That's up next on the Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Do you know what this is? How about this? This is the sound of everything Dad loves and more. And right now, it's all at Sears, with great prices on all his favorites, like Levi's jeans, Kenmore grills, Craftsman tools, and an LG 50-inch HD TV for just $499.99. That's the lowest price ever. Plus, when you shop your way at Sears, you can buy online and pick up today. This is Destination Dad. This is Sears. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This Father's Day, why get Dad one gift when you can get him 10? Hold on, I'll explain. Hurry into Napa and save 75% on a gear-rich, standard, and stubby ratcheting wrench set. Just $34.99. 10 pieces in all. Dad'll think you love him 10 times more than usual. You just tell him Napa does too. Nothing says Father's Day like standard and stubby. Offer expires 6/30/12. See participating Napa Auto Parts store for details.
Back with a focus on the presidential race here on the countdown, here's host Chip Morris talking about recent attacks by the Obamaites on Mitt Romney's record as the governor of Massachusetts.
David Axelrod attacking Governor Romney's record in Massachusetts and deciding that somehow that wasn't a qualification, or somehow it was bad, or, you know, he didn't create enough jobs or whatever. And we talked about that last week, the idea that, for goodness sake, a 4.7 unemployment rate, what are we talking about? Especially when we're at 8.2%, when the president said that if we allowed him to spend $800 billion, that we would be at this point in time in 2012 somewhere around 5.7%. But we talked last week about the fact that there were two extraordinary huge leaks. And they weren't really leaks. Obviously, it's a campaign. It's a press release that the government has given. One was on the president's Terror Tuesday coffee clatch meetings with the guy, you know, a lawyer who used to rail against the government, torturing three known 9/11 perpetrators, insiders. And is now the guy who's overseeing signing off on the president killing people. And we've asked before, how is it you get world scorn and people talking about you must be guilty of war crimes for waterboarding three known 9/11 insiders, but somehow it's Nobel Peace Prize worthy to be summarily executing people all around the planet, including in countries where we don't have any kind of formalized hostilities going on that we recognize. So anyway, in that article on the, you know, on the president personally looking over the baseball cards of who he was going to tell the military to kill this week, it said that David Axelrod, the president's top political strategist, was attending these meetings. And, you know, since this thing from the New York Times said that there were, I mean, they had tons of people from all different kinds of agencies that were their sources for it, which is how we know it wasn't, you know, like a leak of some individual, and it was much more like a press release about President Gutsy Call and the gutsy calls he has to make on a weekly basis because no one else can make those kinds of calls. David Axelrod yesterday on the on whatever program he was on to rail about Romney, he was asked a question about, you know there's a lot of people asking questions about whether or not it's appropriate for you to be at a at these Terror Tuesday meetings. Since you're a political strategist, doesn't that kind of combine the commander-in-chief and the political side in a way that's, you know, a little bit unseemly? I mean, the idea that there's a political component to this? And Axelrod says, hey, I didn't go to those meetings. Axelrod's accused the New York Times of lying. So who do you think is telling the truth? The New York Times or David Axelrod?
Talk host Mac Watson and Larry Gatos with Sam Donaldson of ABC about the roles of the U.S. economy and the global economy. They are both a part of what's being discussed in the presidential race.
The U.S. economy, the world's largest, not doing well, obviously in the last 3 months and really over the last 5 years. And you talk about all these other places that affect the United States. Well, India, Brazil, China, their economies have slowed too. But here's the thing. We're talking about everybody else. We're talking about all these other countries and how we're being dragged down. Well, isn't there something that the U.S. can do to make the economy better? And I'll point to two things. One, healthcare. There are a bunch of businesses out there that have no idea what healthcare is going to look like. Two, taxes are changing. Companies don't know what that is going to look like. So you have all these businesses that are worried because you have all these changes that are ahead, and no one really understands it or knows what is going to happen. That's in our own backyard. That's our fault here in the United States.
But you say, shouldn't we be doing something? And you outline some things you think should be corrected. The fact is, we're not doing anything because we're at each other's throats.
Right, right.
We won't make a deal. We won't compromise. We won't find a direction. We'll stand there and shout at each other and say, it's my way or the highway, which means it's the highway to oblivion.
Yeah.
We've got a big problem in this country, and it's not that we can't solve the problems. It's that we won't. Mm. You almost want to go to tears. You despair at the political deadlock that we've gotten ourselves into.
But, Sam, you know, Gatos makes a good point that we could change these things, but the president is certainly not going to say, you know, that health care bill I took years to make and years to pass? Let's get rid of it because it's making the economy fail. I don't think President Obama's going to do that.
Well, no, I think you're right, and I think the Republicans did not give up the idea that it's a terrible bill, although it hasn't been implemented yet.
Right.
You know, it's 2014 before the real measures start, and 2017 before we see whether, in fact, it gets paid for or not. Everyone's just decided right now, a terrible. Well, guys, how did you know that?
Hmm.
Well, we're told so. Oh, you've looked at the bill? You've studied it? Well, no.
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
No, but businesses are afraid to hire people.
Yes, it's not.
No, you're right. The uncertainty is there. You're
quite
correct.
That's it. That's it. That's the word uncertainty. It's not that the health care bill is killing the economy. It's the uncertainty of the health care bill.
Right.
It's the uncertainty of what's happening that's killing the economy.
Up next, more on the economy and the job situation in America here on the American Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, the talk media, and what's going on in the world of talk on the radio and television. Here's radio host Greg Knapp with Stuart Varney from Fox Business about last Friday's job report.
When you're looking at the overall picture and you're looking at this so-called recovery and 1.9% growth adjusted down and 69,000 jobs, and before that a couple months adjusted down and adjusted down, everything keeps getting adjusted down, and it is not looking good for most people.
No, it's not. America has not returned to the prosperity which we knew 4 years ago. We've just not returned to it, not even close. In fact, we're going in the wrong direction. Now, the president always said we're going in the right direction. We are recovering from the Great Recession. But the truth is that the economy has started to weaken for the third spring in a row. You can't get away from that.
No, you can't.
We look more and more like Europe, don't we?
Yes,
I mean,
sure,
high unemployment, low rate of growth, taxes going up in the future, and massive, massive debt that we've totally failed to control.
Yeah, all the Keynesian things we were promised aren't happening, and by his own transition staff analysis back when he first took over, if only we could get the stimulus, by now we'd have unemployment at 5.7%. Oh, we did get the stimulus, and unemployment's at 8.2%.
Look, their argument rests on this. A dollar spent by the government is better than a dollar spent by the private sector. I think that's absolute nonsense. That's Keynesian economics, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah,
we spent a trillion on the stimulus. We've got record government spending taking a record amount of our economy, and it has not produced prosperity. I say change course. Completely reverse. Don't stress government and government spending. Stress the freedom of private enterprise. That's what Ronald Reagan used to get us out of a mess. It's what we should be using in the future.
Host David Gentry talking to economist Fred Gertz about how the financial problems in Europe may affect our economy here.
Well, everything that's happening with Greece and Spain, Fred, seems to be stalling everything here in the U.S. economy. We listen to the Busey report every day, and it seems like about every other day, there's a story about either Greece or Spain and what's going to happen with the euro. And boy, business just seems like they've closed their pocketbooks lately.
Well, it's more than just the what's happening with the euro. Mm-hmm. Europe really is in a recession right now. So recession there means that they're buying less from us, and a lot of things happen that way. So it's not just the fear of the euro and what's going to happen eventually to Greece. There's real impacts in terms of the European economy. And China is still growing, but it's not growing as fast as we expected. So a lot of relatively negative things around. But again, putting things in perspective, this is not 2008 again. The financial system is basically sound, and we are growing. It's just we're not growing fast enough. And again, it's just a same old story that you don't just have to grow to reduce the unemployment rate. You have to grow fast enough to both take back in the workers who are out of work, plus absorb the new people coming out of school. So that takes a pretty healthy increase to do that, and we just haven't had that rate of growth yet.
Well, China kind of reminds me of the real estate market 4 years ago. Everybody started thinking it was just going to keep going up and up and up, and now that China hasn't, they've backed off a little bit. That seems to have put a damper on it.
Right, and again, we have there's also an analogy to the real estate market. The question is when are housing prices going to start to go up, and they will. But there are a lot of homes on the sidelines if people want to sell, but they don't want to sell them at this low price. So once the market picks up a little bit, all these people put their homes back on the market, and it means that prices don't increase as fast as you might expect. And the same thing is true in the labor market. There are a lot of people who are out of the labor market right now. They're not counted as unemployed, but just simply not working because they're not trying to find a job. But then once things pick up, they jump back into the labor market, which means that the unemployment rate may actually go up sometimes, even when there are jobs being created.
Coming up next, calls on the presidential race, the economy, and how they're connected at 800-510-8255 or email the Doug at DougStephan.com. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself how the Walmart wireless center. Participants were compensated for their time.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Continuing on now with your calls and comments, Talk Radio Countdown Show, the talk radio program that overlooks, and sometimes we do that too, some of the hot hits, the Wisconsin recall election. Here are Governor Scott Walker's remarks to his supporters last night after he didn't get recalled, so I guess he won.
Thanks to all the people who yet again entrusted in me your vote as the governor to be the 45th and continue to be the 45th governor of the great state of Wisconsin. I want to tell you something, though. Just let me share with you a quick little story. Last fall, Toinette and I had a chance. I was going to a governor's association meeting, and we had a chance to travel to Philadelphia, and I went to Independence Hall. As a kid, we grew up in a small town where I loved to study history, but my parents, we didn't have a lot of money, and so we didn't get to often go to places like Philadelphia or Washington. So for me, it was the first trip to Independence Hall. And I got to tell you, I was so touched. I stood in there, and I looked at those desks, and I looked in those chairs. And even though as a kid growing up, I thought of our founders as superheroes, as bigger than life, standing in that hall, it dawned on me that these were ordinary people who did something quite extraordinary. They didn't just risk their political careers. They didn't just risk their businesses. They literally risked their lives for the freedom we hold so dear today. And the men and women in uniform in this country defend every single day. Tonight we tell Wisconsin, we tell our country, and we tell people all across the globe that voters really do want leaders who stand up and make the tough decisions. But now it is time to move on and move forward in Wisconsin. Tomorrow I'll meet with my cabinet in the state's capital, and we'll renew our commitment to help small businesses grow jobs in the state. We'll renew our commitment to help grow the quality of life for all of our citizens, both those who voted for me and those who voted for someone else. Because tomorrow is the day after the election. And tomorrow, we are no longer opponents. Tomorrow, we are one as Wisconsinites. So together, we can move Wisconsin forward.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The Wisconsin recall election, Governor Scott Walker, with the voters deciding on whether to throw him out. It's kind of a rare thing, a recall election like this, which was forced, as you'll recall, by opponents of a lot of his controversial efforts. The Fox News folks with Greta Van Susteren at the lead talking here to Sarah Palin about the results of that recall.
It's been a cliffhanger all day. Nobody knew whether it was going to be Mayor Barrett, the new governor, or Governor Walker is going to retain his seat. So your thoughts on news that Governor Walker is the winner?
It is such good and encouraging news, Greta. It's good for the entire country because people are going to recognize through Governor Walker's efforts that austerity measures, responsible austerity measures of reining in government growth really will help our nation as a whole with the economic woes that we face. This is positive news, and I think that Wisconsin is living up to its state's motto, that providential motto of forward. They're moving forward. They're going to help lead the charge for the rest of the country, reining in government growth, allowing the private sector to be the ones to create jobs.
All right, so tonight Governor Walker celebrates. Tomorrow, though, he goes back to representing all the people in Wisconsin, including all those union members, all those Democrats who campaigned very fiercely against him and for their candidates. So tell me, you've been in the chair. Tell me, what does Governor Walker do tomorrow to begin to sort of reconcile or heal those deep wounds? They're very deep in the state.
He keeps on keeping on. He keeps showing through facts, through stats, through the numbers that they don't lie, that removing deficit spending and allowing a deficit to turn into a surplus, allowing the government to rein itself in via legislative and policy measures so that the private sector can grow. Those numbers don't lie, and he needs to keep reminding the public of that. He also maybe not him, but somebody could encourage our good union brothers and sisters there in Wisconsin, and I say it as a former IBEW sister and my husband as a steel worker and IBEW brother, that maybe it's the union leadership there, those thugs who wanted to deceive their members into believing that growing government was the answer. Well, perhaps it's those union leaders that need to be recalled and replaced with those who understand what perhaps a union role could be in state government, not a selfish role, not a role that allows government to continue to grow and create an insolvent situation for a state.
There really is a divide in our country, isn't there? The union membership numbers have gone down because a lot of people have seen that it doesn't do them any good. And a lot of people that are union members are angry because they can't keep up the way things were. You can't. The realities are what the realities are. You can be angry about that. You can try to keep that out. If I had it, I'd try to keep it, wouldn't you? 800-510-8255. Let's see here. So Fox on the right. Let's go to the left with MSNBC's Ed Schultz talking to analyst Howard Fineman about Mitt Romney's comments that yesterday's recall would echo beyond the borders of Wisconsin.
Mitt Romney seems to be pretty confident that this is going to echo beyond the borders of Wisconsin. How so?
Well, first, Ed, let me say that all credit to people in Wisconsin. They turned out in huge numbers. It was a great demonstration of democracy, whether you agree or disagree. America's the envy of the world, and Wisconsin's the envy of America, whether you agree or disagree with the outcome. I think that should be said. In terms of Mitt Romney, he's looking at more money and big money for independent PACs that are going to be supporting him. This shows that money talks, and we knew that in America, but it talked big time in Wisconsin. We know that unions are on the defensive politically. Sure, getting a recall vote is tough. Sure, ousting a sitting governor is tough. But the unions, both public and private, they're all into this, and they fell short. And there's blood in the water there, and I think the Republicans will go after them big time, especially public employee unions. I think that Scott Walker based his gubernatorial campaign and his governorship on the idea of slashing budgets, and I think the Republicans are going to be a little braver than they have been. And if they're serious about it, they need to be as candid as Scott Walker was about cutting the budget. Because I think it's fair to say that Wisconsinites, while they might have disagreed with his methods, they ended up proving what he did. There's no other way to read it than that.
Yeah.
And I think that Mitt Romney will do the same. So those are three lessons I would take right there. And I would say that President Obama is on notice, that he's got a tough row to hoe and that he's going to have to take the lead big time. I think perhaps that the progressive movement in Wisconsin learned some valuable lessons about how to deal in this new environment of super money, Ed. This was going to be the environment anyway. The people on the other side of the big money ought to figure out how to deal with it sooner rather than later. And if nothing else, Wisconsin gave them an object lesson in how to deal with it. They came up short this time, but that doesn't mean that there aren't lessons they can learn going forward, and lessons that the Obama campaign should study as they figure out how to deal with this new environment in the 2012 election.
The new environment in the 2012 election. 800-510-8255. Those of you who are just joining us, Scott Walker was embattled as the Republican governor of Wisconsin, survives a recall vote, defeating a union-led effort to remove him from office for pushing laws to restrict the collective bargaining rights of state workers. They don't get it. You don't get it. If you're a public employee union member, you don't get it, it would appear. The labor movement marshaling widespread anger to force the recall. Democrats collected close to a million signatures in the petition drive to oust him. Now, what are we doing to, as Scott Walker said, sort of bring us together, bring the state of Wisconsin together? Those of you who live and listen to this program, live in Wisconsin, listening there, WAYY listeners, for example, 800-510-8255. What lesson is there in this for the rest of the country in your mind? 17 before the hour on the countdown.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Master Sergeant Richard E. Brown, Sr., 6147th Tactical Control Group, United States Air Force.
I was with the 6147th Tactical Control Group, which was the Mosquito Squadron. They were Texas T-6 aircraft. They made the Terry and the Pirates made a conch strip out of that unit. And the T-6s were armed with smoke rockets. In the beginning, they had a 50-caliber machine gun, and then they started to act like a fighter pilot, and they took the gun out, and all they had was smoke rockets and an army observer that would do the observing and pick out points to target. The pilot of the plane would then angle a smoke rocket into that area, and then up above was a jet. When the jet saw the smoke, then he come down there and did his job.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Aqua Velva.
Now what?
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. You can follow what's going on the countdown by going to the listen box at DougStefan.com and figure out how maybe you'd like to be in touch in other ways. We're talking about the Wisconsin recall election, which Governor Scott Walker survived. Here's radio host Veronica Robinson with Charlie Matheson, who works for Politico.com, about the this scenario, which basically is the first time a governor has been involved in a recall election.
So not only did Walker beat Democratic Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, but didn't he also defeat the union leaders who rallied for months against him?
Yeah, I think it was a pretty big win for Walker and conservative forces in Wisconsin. The labor movement, as you know, put a lot of resources into this, put a lot of energy into this. This has been really a two-year saga of recall elections, not just against Governor Walker, but also against a variety of state legislators. There's been public demonstrations, litigation, legislative walkouts. All of that has come up to this penultimate event tonight, and it turns out that Scott Walker won, and pretty comfortably. And so it's a really tough night for labor.
Now, was this win mostly about who had the most money? The Democrats were hopelessly outspent in this one.
Yeah, there's no question they were outgunned. Walker had the benefit of being an incumbent governor, so he was raising money. He also had the quirk of the Wisconsin state law that enabled him to raise even more money than typically in an election. And then the other problem the Democrats had was Tom Barrett, their nominee, who jumped into the race pretty late and also had a primary opponent. So he was spending his resources as recently as a month before the final recall election. So in many ways, the Democrats were outgunned financially.
Now, Republicans are, of course, hoping this victory carries over into November, but will this recall election have any bearing on the presidential election?
Well, certainly it's going to cast a shadow over that election because this is a pretty close to a swing state. It's a battleground state that had two very, very narrow elections in 2000 and 2004. In 2008, Obama won it in something close to a blowout, but there's no question that when you have a race like this that was nationalized in the way it was, it's going to have an impact in the election. And I think people are going to be poring over the results for the next couple days to see what the implications are for the president, but certainly it's a rough night for Democrats in Wisconsin. Some of that splashes onto the president.
Now, the president kind of stayed out of this recall election business, as did Mitt Romney. Good idea that both of them decided to steer clear?
Well, I think in the president's case, I mean, there are two ways to look at it. The president was either a chicken or a fox in this situation. I think there were many Democrats in Wisconsin that would have liked him to have played a more muscular role, but at the same time, as the president, he doesn't want to expend his political capital in ways that aren't going to produce returns, and I don't think he saw that in this case, and all he really did was launch a tweet and send out a supportive email. So in that sense, he can distance himself from this election and say that it really has no consequence for November, for him at least.
800-510-8255. Carlos, let's hear about your up or down vote on this. If you were in Wisconsin, would you have voted for Scott Walker or against him?
I would have voted against him only because I am a private union member.
Only? That's the only reason you would have voted against him?
Yes, because the union people lost their collective bargaining agreement. They lost their wages, reduced their pension.
How does that affect you?
Because I believe that this is going to set the example for the whole nation. It's going to trickle down. I believe it's going to form pressure on them.
And what's the difference between you're in a private, or I mean, you work for a private company that's unionized, or
yeah,
the public sector?
Private.
How is that? Because how does the public sector union affect you as a private sector worker?
I think we're all connected. You know, it's a working circle. But the point I was trying to make is, like, for example, like, I believe that the union gives me a fair wage, you know, to provide for my family.
Got it. All right, sir. Thank you.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The daily and weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk, issue-oriented, so-called political talk radio. And this week, certainly, and last week, there's been a lot of discussion about the proposed big soda ban, the sweet drink ban in New York City. For those of you who kind of want to go back to and have a refresher course in what was being suggested by Mayor Bloomberg, here's Chris Wallace talking to Juan Williams and Chip Saltzman about this proposed ban in New York City.
Mayor Bloomberg's, a proposal, because it hasn't become law yet, it has to be approved by the Health Commission, to limit the size of soft drinks in restaurants and in arenas and a variety of other venues, although not in grocery stores, to 16 ounces of sugary soda drinks. To deal with the health problems, the obesity, the diabetes, all of these things that go on. Good idea or a bad idea, Juan?
It's a good idea. It's just, you know, again, this is something that you would parody. It's just, you know, the nanny state run wild, people trying to tell you what to do. But the fact is, and the reason I, you know, feel a little bit out of step with the fact that everyone's making fun of this is a third of the country's obese. That's no joke. Diabetes rampant, especially in the black community. I mean, who goes into 7-Eleven and buys these super sized gulp cups? It's poor kids. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, I think it's a huge public health crisis in America.
Well, and it's interesting because, for instance, the 7-Eleven wouldn't be covered. I'm not quite sure why that is, but convenience stores wouldn't be covered while restaurants would be. But I think the number in New York City is even higher, like 60% are obese. And as you say, particularly in the minority community, just an epidemic of obesity and diabetes. But I think we all struggle with the idea of government telling us what we can get or not get. Your thoughts, Chet?
Well, I'm a big gulp guy. I like those 44-ounce drinks. I have never participated in a march in D.C. before, but if we have a million soda march in New York, I'm going. I like my Cokes. I like especially in the bottles, and I know that's not big enough for them, but this is about individual choice. And this is the ultimate government getting in the way of people making their own decisions. Yes, we are obese as a country, but we have to make those decisions to get healthy and exercise and not drink Coke and Pepsi every meal, but enjoy it with your not-so-fried chicken on Sunday night. But it's important to understand that this is government at its worst. Telling you what you need to do is not what government should be doing.
All right, what do you think government should be doing? 800-510-8255. John in North Carolina thinks they ought to, government ought to stay out of this issue.
My thoughts are very simple. I agree with all the people that are saying that it's really none of the government's business to tell people what they can and cannot eat. I fully agree, especially at the federal level. However, I also agree, because many of these same people that don't want the government telling them what they can and cannot eat, if they get sick, when they get diabetes, when they get heart disease, when they get cancer, when they get all these different things, expect the government to come in and take care of their health needs when that happens.
Yeah, exactly. 800-510-8255. Darnell in Maryland.
That's ridiculous. I think they should go ahead and tax sugary drinks because, when I get a drink on a hot day, I want it as big as possible. I think the smart thing to do would be for us to tax sugary drinks, and that money could be used to help lower the deficit and all that. Tax sugary drinks, tax cigarettes. Yeah, people are still going to buy their sodas. They're still going to buy their cigarettes. They're still going to buy all their little vices and everything. But tax them, tax them, tax them. I ain't got no problem with that.
Ain't got no problem with that. All right, sir. Are you aligned with his thinking? 800-510-8255. Here's Jackie in Idaho with thoughts on the tax.
I am a little tired of paying for other people's medical problems because they won't take responsibility. I go through all my insurance things when I get the bills, and I had the administrator actually tell me, because I found $100 on there that they couldn't explain, that people with insurance are automatically charged $100 for people that don't have insurance. Now, I'm not saying that he should just ban it, but the tax thing, because it's been proven that the higher the taxes on cigarettes, more and more people are quitting smoking. It does help, and it does deter them from doing that. But people just won't take responsibility, and the health costs are just killing the rest of us that do have insurance.
All right, some interesting thoughts as this issue continues. Hello to the folks in Shreveport listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and those in Seattle as well. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.